Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We want to go to one other movie now that caught our attention. There's a new documentary called Being Ginger. It's been making stops around the country. And it looks at the stereotypes associated with having red hair as a woman or as a man.
Red-headed women are more fiery and tempered, I think. In the bedroom, they're very much more experimental and frisky and naughty and dangerous.
What do you think the stereotypes are of red-headed men?
Of red-headed men? Fat. A bit broody.
On TV and in movies, I
guess. Are there any red-headed?
Yeah, Ron Weasley. Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But he's a good guy.
He's also a stereotype. He's a loser.
The documentary does raise the question, why is the redheaded man treated so differently from the redheaded woman? Scott Harris is the director of this new documentary called Being Ginger. He's also a redheaded man. And I've also been speaking with Anne Margaret Daniel. She's professor and blogger for the Huffington Post, who specializes in the social history of redheads.
Stereotypically, the redheaded woman is sultry, hot, tempting, wicked, but also compelling. Redheaded men are clown figures. They are weak, funny. Sometimes they're also evil, particularly in literature and in artistic representation. But redheaded women are really the ones who have it going on historically.
There must have been times throughout the ages when people believed that redheaded women and redheaded men, but especially the women, I gather, harbored either some kind of evil spirits or easier access to them.
Absolutely true. In both Egyptian culture and in early Roman days, redheaded women were often regarded as witches. I think representations of the Celtic or Celtic redhead also, where you had larger than life actual figures like Queen Boadicea, who gave the Romans a really hard time when they tried to conquer England and happened to be a very tall redhead, added to this stereotype. One that particularly blew me away when I first saw it in the late 1990s on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was Michelangelo's representation of Eve before and after the temptation. The serpent handing Eve the apple from the tree has bright orange hair, and he's handing it to an Eve with kind of mousy brown hair. But as soon as she's taken the apple, as soon as she's fallen, her hair is the same color as the serpent's.
Scott Harris, you're hearing all of this, and does it sort of strike a chord with you? I mean, you grew up being ginger. It made you make a film.
Growing up in the U.S., my memories from school were that people would tease me a little bit about it. I got bullied apart from the red hair, and I always blamed that bullying experience on my hair because that's what made me different. And that's a big part of what the film is. I wanted to make a film about bullying more than anything else, I think. But it was moving to Scotland and seeing the way that the Scots treat redheads, that these little things happen that were quite funny. And I found a way to take a serious subject like bullying, but wrap it in a more humorous story that I hoped would be more approachable by an audience.
And Margaret Daniel, what are your thoughts as you hear Scott Harris describing his experience in his film?
I have to say, I'm taken with the difference of experience that men I've talked to have had in England, in Scotland, in Ireland, as opposed to the experience that they've had in other places in the world. What's called gingerism in England, for instance, is a lot more intense and a lot more wrapped up in traditional negative stereotypes of men than it is in the United States. So I actually think it's worse there. I don't mean to be cutting America a break, really, on this by implying that gingerism is more acute in England and Scotland, perhaps in Ireland. But in America, certainly, little boys particularly get bullied because redheads are clown figures. You know, we've got Ronald McDonald and Bozo the Clown and characters like Sideshow Bob on The Simpsons. So it certainly is prevalent here as well.
And now we're all going down the list in our heads of redheads across the spectrum who we might think of a little more positively. Well, Anne Margaret Daniel is a writer and professor in New York and a blogger for the Huffington Post. And Scott Harris, director of Being Ginger, a new documentary about growing up redheaded in America and maybe a bit in Scotland as well. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
The redheaded stranger from
Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stallion walking behind water.